It's Monday, April 19th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Thursday evening, Nigerian Fulani Muslim herdsmen invaded the Waring community in the Plateau State, killing 6 and severely injuring 2, reports the Nigerian Tribune. According to a witness, the people were shot at close range. 2 sustained injuries and are being treated at a local hospital. The assault comes just days after Fulani Muslim herdsmen killed 8 miners in the same area. The Fulani militia is the 4th deadliest terror group in the world and has surpassed Boko Haram as the greatest threat to Nigerian Christians. Many believe that the attacks are motivated by jihadist Fulani's desire to take over farmland and impose Islam on the population. Please pray for peace in Nigeria, the 9th most dangerous country in the world for Christians, and for the Lord to comfort those grieving the loss of loved ones due to the violence. Please also pray that the perpetrators repent of their egregious sin and accept Jesus as their Savior. A church in the United Kingdom has sued a property owner for canceling a rental agreement over the church's commitment to biblical marriage, the union of one man and one woman, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Sterling Free Church had a contract to use the property owned by the Robertson Trust, a multi-million-dollar organization. According to a statement released by the UK's Christian Institute, quote, when Trust Chairwoman Sean Egg McPherson learned of the agreement, the contract was terminated. McPherson reportedly objected to the church's biblical belief that marriage is between one man and one woman, end quote. The Institute explained that in the United Kingdom, it is, quote, unlawful for providers of venue facilities to discriminate against people because of their religious beliefs. The UK courts say the religious belief that marriage is between a man and a woman is protected under equality and human rights law, end quote. Genesis 2 verse 24 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. On April 15th, late in the evening, 8 people were killed and several more were injured in a mass shooting at a FedEx ground center in Indianapolis, Indiana, reports the Indy Star. On Friday, police confirmed the identity of the gunman, a 19-year-old former employee. The gunman was found dead in what is believed to be a suicide nearby, police said. Brandon Scott Hole, the suspect police have identified as the shooter, was a former FedEx facility employee. He was last employed there in 2020. A motive has not yet been established. Dr. Jim Dennison, who specializes in building a bridge between faith and culture by engaging contemporary issues with biblical truth, advised, quote, when we struggle to find hope in the present, we can remember God's faithfulness in the past, end quote. In Psalm 77, verses 7 through 11, David asked, will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Then he responded, I said I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. And finally, appearing on the Todd Starnes Show last Thursday, evangelist Franklin Graham said that Christians need to, quote, pray that God would intervene, end quote, in America, quote, because our country is in great trouble, end quote.
It just seems like the whole country is upside down right now. We just need to pray that God would bring not only his voice to the table, so to speak, but that people would listen to him and seek his face and call on his name, because our country is in great trouble. What's happened politically in our country is a disgrace, what took place in the last election. And I just believe that the only hope for our nation is God. Christians need to get on their knees, and they need to pray that God would intervene and somehow save this nation or give us more time. Because I believe judgment's coming.
The president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association talked about how the leftists are exploiting the COVID pandemic.
This coronavirus, this pandemic we're in, I'm not sure we're ever going to get out of it. I'm not sure that our world will ever go back to the way it was. The bureaucrats love power. They love control. And this pandemic has given them almost complete control. A governor on his own can just shut down the whole state, close businesses. It's frightening when you see what's taking place, but at the same time, I've read the last pages of history. I know what God is going to do, and his son is coming back, and he's going to establish his kingdom here on this earth.
And looking forward to the 2024 presidential election, Christian radio talk show host Todd Starnes asked this question.
Is there anybody out there that might carry on that mantle of the policies that, President Trump put forward?
Well, of course, Mike Pence, I think, was an incredible person. I love Mike and his wife, Karen. He certainly would be an incredible president if he ever got that opportunity. Mike Pompeo, another wonderful person, another man of God. He served our nation well. He was in the military. He graduated first in his class at West Point, then went to Harvard, graduated first in his class, was a congressman, then CIA director, then Secretary of State. So we've got some other good people out there, but I mean, these are two that are just incredible people.
Pray for Vice President Pence's recovery after having had a pacemaker implanted last Wednesday. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, April 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.